Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. New birth. New birth. Now let me make a few general remarks before I get to the particulars here. This man is going to write a great deal about suffering. And you would think in the modern terms, the modern approach would be all about our feelings as believers, how we face up to these sufferings, and all the rest of it. Well, there's going to be plenty of that in this letter. But where does Peter start? He starts with God himself, and he starts with solid doctrine. Already we've come across an enormous amount, God's election, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm going to talk about suffering, says Peter. But let's get our focus right before we start. Straight into this matter of God and doctrine. And this point here, new birth. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Well, looking back, yes, and looking on, in his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope and so on. But let's just pause here. In his great mercy, God our Father has given us new birth. Talking to believers, straight in at the deep end, a point I want to make here is essential. This is the number one. New birth, Jesus says, John 3:3-8, unless a man is born again, unless he's born of the Spirit, unless he has washed in the blood of Christ, cleansed from his sins, made anew, given a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new disposition, unless he has the regenerating work of the Spirit, he will never see, he will never enter the kingdom. And what does Peter say about it here? Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for in his great mercy he has given us new birth. That's the point. Let me make some points to you, just in brief. Do you notice it's a gift? Regeneration is a gift. It's not earned. We can't merit it. We can't do things to get it. It's a gift. Secondly, it's a sovereign gift. God has given this. Priests can't bestow it. Oh, some vicars and ministers and priests and all the rest of it think they can. They sprinkle with water and they say, now is this child regenerate? Nonsense. Only God's Spirit can regenerate. And it's not by outward form and ceremony. It's a sovereign gift of God. Thirdly, it's not only a gift and a sovereign gift, it's a free gift. What do you say? Gifts are free, yes. A tautology, okay. Unnecessary. No, no. Let's emphasize it, my friend. It's free grace, free sovereignty, free gift from beginning to end. I remember an old deacon saying to me once, many years ago, grace, he said, is free. It's not cheap. Not cheap, no. Cheap grace, beware of it, my friend. Free grace. It's a personal gift. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth. Can you say that, my friend? In his mercy, he has given me new birth. Paul Baines, the Puritan. Remember, I've quoted it many times. God pitcheth upon persons. He doesn't deal in the mass. He pitcheth upon persons. God, in his great mercy, has given us, me, Peter, you, the reader. This is what he's saying, if you are a believer. And brother or sister, you can say this. It's a personal gift God has pitched upon us. And what's the basis of it? In his great mercies. Sovereign grace, yes. But mercy, great mercy. That's why God has given us new birth. No foreseen merit. It's not that God foresaw who would repent and who would believe and so on. No, no, no. It's the mercy of God, sovereignly, free, gift and grace from beginning to end and in a personal sense. Unbeliever, you must be born again. You can be religious, but that's not enough. It's quite the opposite. It's killing. Brother and sister, rejoice and trace it all back to the original, the sovereign electing grace of God in regeneration. It's all individual, personal, free, sovereign mercy and grace. Let God be praised. As Isaac Watts says, not all the outward forms on earth nor rites that God has given, even though God has done things for us and said things for us to do, baptism and so on, none of these things, no will of man and our will of man or blood or birth can raise a soul to heaven. You can be come from Christian parents. It's not by a man's will, it's not by the flesh at all, it's by the Spirit, John 1:13. The sovereign will of God alone creates the heirs of grace, born in the image of his Son, a new peculiar race, special, privileged people. The Spirit, like some heavenly wind, blows on the sons of flesh, creates anew a heavenly mind, a new heart, a new will, a new disposition, and forms the man afresh. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Our quickened souls awake and rise from the long sleep of death. On heavenly things we fix our eyes, and praise employs our breath. And so it is here. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth. Blessed be his name.